what's happening, baby? Let the little old fly tell you what's going on with him, man. My hands been giving me in a lot of trouble lately, so. Fingerprints on every inch of your frame. With this one, I can make you get off the chain. Get that lick in me, my hands, they get their own brain. They wanna touch you, they wanna rub you, they wanna feel your frame. Run my hands through your head and go against your grain. Let me massage you, baby, and help you ease your pain. You wanna get comfortable, take your shorts off, I can help you change. Wanna take my hands off, but I can't, they just gon' call your name. If I can't squeeze and I can't hold you, it don't feel the same. It ain't my fault, baby, my hands the one to blame.
They just wanna touch, they just wanna feel.
Can you please face the wall, you about to get stripped such. My hands talking to me, they won't nine, what's under your let me be the one they do the hunters, help you with the shut. My hands don't like to be unemployed, they like to work. I've been told my hands a little managed, they like to flush. God knows women are sexy thing he put on this earth. My hands craving your little sweet body, and it's getting worse. I wanna thank you and your body for helping me write this verse. My hands will never leave your body, baby, they so loyal. Do me a favor, look on the dress and grab that baby oil. Ain't got to be the one to do it, my hands gon' spoil you.
You, but ooh, I don't want you, you know, I'm feeling kind of frisky tonight. That's what I'm doing. I'm feeling kind of frisky. And oh my God, oh my God, I hope that you guys are ready for a fabulous night, because it's about to go down right here for them dungeon fantasies. Just a little bit of sex talk after dark, you already know. Oh my gosh, and I am so ready to give it to you. Tonight, you already know we're doing the roundtable discussion. So, hey, get in where you fit in, okay? Come join the discussion because, you know, we got a lot of things that we want to talk about because, oh, my God, I told you I'm feeling a little frisky. Man, you already know. Beware. Be ready. Because it's about to go down right here in the Playhouse, man. You already know before we can get this show started, I need you to do two simple, simple things. The first one is follow us on all social media. Okay, if you ain't following us yet, we need you to go ahead and follow us. That's what we want you to do. And then the second thing, share out the show. Yep. Let your friends and your family know that the Playhouse is where they want to be. Because, oh, it's going down tonight. We got some good topics on the chopping block tonight. So, man, on the round table. So we're going to get into them. So, hey, let's get this in. It is Dungeon Fantasy Sex Talk After Dark. And you already know I'm one of your favorite hosts, Miss Lady V, feeling so classy and always real sassy, but tonight I'm feeling kind of nasty. But hey, whatever, don't judge. This is the no judgment zone. So if you think you can be on your grown and sexy, call on in right now and get in queue. 563-999-3443. Again, the number is 563-999-3443. And press the 1 to come play with us. It's Dungeon Fantasies, and it's going down right here. We're only the song.
Come on, tease me, baby. Turn around and just tease me, baby. You got what I want and what I need, baby.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Let me hear you say.
My time with it, bring you close to me. Don't want no young dumb shit. Better fuck me like we listening to Josie. I was trying to lay low, taking it slow. When I'm fucking again, hey, gotta celebrate. If your man look good, better put him away. If you can sweat the weave out, you shouldn't even be out. In the reservations at the pussy, you gon' eat out.
I'm gonna ride it through.
Joe Crack, Remy Ma.
This is
Dallas Dime.
Pretty new, drop the music, he got something to say. Got us staring at the pole like election day. I make it rain on them hoes, I got that amber vision. We in the back of the rows, her in black kinda kissing. Gave me a slice of the cake, I made it shower with dough. That's a whole lot of bread, you know it had to be joke. Cause these two ceilings in the crib, got sinners in it. I had bitches eating pussy like it's dinner in it. No lie, see everything Gucci, we steady mobbing. Who else could turn a stripper into Tanya Harding?
Bitch, I fucking man, then give him back when I'm done, eh? Front of my pussy on the back of his tongue. I ain't have love for a nigga since what happened to Pun. So if we fuck around and I don't happen to come, nigga, you could be my ex, that's where I'm from. Man, these funny style bitches, I be laughing at them. Hobie, grabbing his dick, I be grabbing his gun. Walking out the court, thumbs up, John Gotti. On my non-three biggie shit, bullshit and party. Bitch, what? Nah, hardly. Who the fuck gave you your crown, bitch? Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Understand,
yeah.
You gotta understand. A nigga gotta run the town.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I'm in the city, make them understand.
Oh,
you know how this shit gon' go whenever I'm in town.
Whenever I'm in town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Understand, you gotta.
Welcome to the dungeon. Hey, it's Dungeon Fantasies, baby. It's going down right here in the Playhouse. Man, it is Sex Talk After Dark. And oh my God, I hope that you guys are ready, because we are about to have a fabulous show for you tonight, baby. You already know it. Again, you already know I'm one of your favorite hosts, Miss Lady V. Feeling so classy, and tonight I'm feeling a little bit nasty, but hey, all I can say is you already know it can't be no roundtable discussion. It can't be no, you know what I'm saying, no goodness if I don't let my queens and kings come on in the building and rock out with us, man. We going to get it in. And, of course, if you want to join the discussion, you already know. You need to pick up that phone, and you need to call in right now, 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. And, of course, I know some of y'all are at work. I know it, because some of y'all are like, ooh, Lady V, you know I'm at work, and you know I can't say what I want to say. But, hey, Yes, you can. Because guess what? All you have to do is, if you're following us, so that means you have to follow us on all social media, okay? And if you are following us, you can inbox us. Yes, yep, yep. You can inbox us on Instagram or Facebook on the Fast Life on the Move page, okay? Don't put it on the page, but inbox it to us. And guess what? We will talk about it. We will answer it. We will get your comments and all that stuff on the air, okay? And, of course, if you want to be anonymous, that's fine, too. Ain't no big thing because, you know, hey, we all grown, we all sexy, and this is the Playhouse. So you already know how it goes down, okay? So, hey, let's get in. Dungeon Fantasies, it's about to go down. And tonight, oh, my gosh, tonight, let me tell y'all this. First of all, get your bartender and tell them that you want you a liquid marijuana because that's what we drinking on tonight. That's what we sipping on tonight. And, you know, for this particular topic, you know, sometimes we just got to set the mood and make it just right. And so, you know, for the queen, you know, for this particular topic, I wanted to make sure that I was really just laxed, So I hope that you guys got on something real comfortable, something real sexy, something real preserved. You know, because, you know, all the queen got on is just a simple teddy. And it's white, all white, see-through, just simple. No, don't need no extras. Don't need nothing with it. Don't need none of that. Keeping it simple. So, hey, call in. Let us know what you rocking tonight. I want to know how sexy you are, okay? And, of course, I want you to get in on this good topic. So make sure you get in right here where you fit in, 563-999-3443. And press the one to get in queue, okay? That's what we want you to do. So, hey, we getting ready to get it in. But, of course, before I do, I got to bring in my queens and kings, baby. Because it's going down tonight. It's going down tonight right here in the Playhouse. So, You already know. Let me bring in my first one. Some of them say, hey. But they call her Infinity, the exotic chick. Ooh. Hey, queen, how are you, my love?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm blessed. I won't complain. Hey, are you ready for tonight's show?
Yeah, I want to see what your crazy ass is up to.
Hey, you see how I got, you know, when I'm rocking. So you already know it's just to be, whoo, open for business. I'm just saying, open sesame. Y'all know it. Mm-hmm. So, you know it. But, hey, you looking good over there yourself. So please tell the people what you rocking tonight.
Well, I'm wearing my wife beater and some thongs and some stilettos.
I feel it ain't nothing sexier than a woman in some thongs and a wife beater. Like, hey, yes, baby, you better say that shit. Okay. Woo! I'm trying to tell you. But see, I'm getting side eye right now. I'm getting this side eye right now because somebody say, wait a minute, how y'all not going to let me in? Because it ain't no fun if Tazzy baby can't have none. Hey, Taz.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, my love? What's going on?
I'm chilling. I'm excited about tonight.
Man, me too. I'm really ready. So, you know, you over there, you know, feeling a certain type of way. How you feeling? How you feeling? You're looking all nice and comfortable.
Yeah. You know, I was like, I'm going to let the ladies be sexy tonight. I'm just going to be chillaxing. So I'm just going to have on this white, good old wife beater, my boxers and my basketball shorts, because I'm ready for business. Yeah, now I got to be in my business attire.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being in the business attire. Because, baby, we definitely going to have some business going on tonight. That's what we going to do. And so a lot of people, I have to tell y'all, we have to start this show off by saying the last Dungeon Fantasies, the Sex Talk After Dark, we busted it open. You know, normally we was coming with the poetry. So this time we decided to change it up and go back to the Friday night uncut. You know what I'm saying? Like we started off back in the day. We came back to our roots. And, oh, my gosh, when I tell you the people was loving it, they've been asking all week what y'all talking about this week. What y'all talking about this week? Because y'all had some good conversations going on, some good conversations last week. So, you know, we had to tell y'all. Because, you know, we like to play off each show and, you know, take it on into the next show. And so, you know, last week we kind of touched on this and we kind of gave y'all the ins and the outs, the do's and the don'ts and of a few things. So tonight we just going to talk about masturbation. Somebody tried to tell me that they felt like masturbation was a sin.
Wow.
Right. With that being said, tonight, that's the topic on the block, masturbation. And we going to break it down to y'all. We gonna give the ins and the outs, the do's and the don'ts, the ups and the downs. You know what I'm saying? We gonna break it down for y'all. Because some of y'all confused. Some of y'all don't understand. Some of y'all don't even know why y'all should. But tonight, y'all have to hear some different types of views and all that stuff. And, of course, if you want to get in, hey, don't be afraid to get in on the topic and share your view as well. So we're going to start the show off by answering that one simple question. Do you believe that masturbation is a sin? Why or why not? What better topic to start with y'all anyway? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's going down, baby. I'm talking good masturbation. Do y'all think that it's a sin? If so, why? And if not, why not?
Well, I want to answer this. Masturbation is not a sin. For the simple fact, it's you pleasuring yourself. So
come on,
the ones that feel that masturbation is a sin, think about it. Fornication and masturbation is two different things. Fornication is having intimacy with the another person. Masturbation is just being one with yourself. I'm not going to go real deep into it because I know we go switch it around with the different types of masturbation and what masturbation brings, but just to answer that question, no, it's not, because I was about to go in.
I know. Don't go all the way in. We is going to jump all the way up in it. We is going to do that, baby. It's going to get deep up in here. But I'm glad that you said that. So, Infinity.
Yeah, what's up? I feel like this. You start learning your body at an early age anyway.
You're not supposed to go there. Just answer the question.
It's not a sin. Tell you the truth, it's not a sin. Because you start exploring yourself at an early age.
Right.
That's why I don't feel that it's a sin. You start exploring yourself at an early age. Which little girl don't start exploring herself, and which little boy that don't start exploring themselves?
Some of y'all kids is exploring themselves right now while you up here listening to this show right now. Look, a whole bunch of them got up just to go in their kids' room to see. Y'all ain't supposed to play with y'all. But anyway, y'all know y'all did, for real. Yeah, some of y'all got up was like, oh, shit, let me go check on this little motherfucker and make sure he ain't exploring himself right now. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all, but it's okay. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know that's what they up in there doing with all the Vaseline. All the Vaseline. But hey. But hey, I respect that, man. Like, for me, I feel the same way. I really don't feel like it is a sin, because my thing is, if you can't get one with you, then shoot, I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's a difference between masturbation and fornication. And if you don't know, look it up in the dictionary, please. Please go find out what that is, because as you see, we gonna close the box on this chapter and say the verdict is out. No, masturbation is not a sin, okay? So stop playing yourself. And start playing with yourself, okay? That's all we gonna say. Stop playing yourself and start playing with yourself, okay? So, hey, let's jump on into this topic. Let's jump on into this topic. So, yes, man. So, I don't know. Should we break it down? I'm gonna put it out there. So, Taz, let's start off with you. Go on and start breaking it down, and we gonna make a conversation out of it. Start your views of masturbation, and then we gonna break it down from there.
Okay. Well, with me, I feel that masturbation is a beautiful thing. One, because if you can't be one with yourself and get to know your body, how do you expect the other person to make you feel good if, you know, only you know what makes you feel good? So if you make yourself feel good, you can instruct the other person how to make you feel good. And, you know, like you said, masturbation starts at a young age. You know, guys, you know, start having a little wet dream and they, you know, start touching themselves. And even before that, when you start seeing what you have, like, ooh, what's this? You know, you get curious. You start touching yourself. You start feeling, oh, this feels good. But it's nothing wrong with being one with yourself, because if you're not one with yourself, no one else can please you to the capacity that they could if you don't know what it feels like firsthand.
That's real. That's real. Infinity.
My. The power of masturbation. Baby. Let me tell you something. If masturbation is the sin, God, please forgive me, because baby girl, bah. Sometimes you be sitting back, you be thinking like, oh, damn, that music be playing, the nipples get hard, that your clit start jumping, and you just want to start touching and feeling and rubbing. Then next thing you know, you just singing in your head, na, 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 na. So if masturbation is, I'm asking God for forgiveness. Forgive me, Lord. I have sinned. But it's still good. Because, honey, when they came out with that new toy, just plug it in and touch, where you don't have to use batteries no more, baby girl, bah.
Oh, yeah, magic wand.
Honey, you can magic wand me to the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, please forgive me. I have sinned.
Now, you know that's some good stuff right there. And I ain't mad, because I feel the same way. Like, I respect that to the fullest. Like, if you really can't please you, first of all, ain't no way in the world, if you ain't pleasing you, How you gonna tell somebody else how? How you gonna know if that's really what it is? You can't be like, you don't wanna be waiting until the minute and you get there and be like,
do this, do that. Now you look, now you sound like a drill sergeant. Over here, to the right, to the left, to the, yeah, come on now, wait a minute. That's because you don't know your body. You ain't figured it out. Because when you know what you know, hey, when it's time to get with the get down, that first initial, you going to know, uh-uh, baby, you ain't the one. Go on about your business. See, because you've already explored you. And then for me, I feel like masturbation is a sign of self-love, self-care. Because, first of all, you have to love you. That's number one. You got to love you. And if you don't, then you on something totally different. And if you scared to masturbate, then what's wrong with you? That's my question. What's wrong with you? You know, because masturbation is good for the soul. It really, It's good for the soul.
And you know what else? See, what people don't understand, too, masturbation is a good form of foreplay, too. Even when you with your partner and they touching themselves in front of you, that turns you on. Like, you know, it gets you to the point of like, dang, oh, you starting it? Let me finish it. I think that's the most sexiest thing, watching a woman play with her. I'm just saying, it's just sexy.
Like, I now don't get too deep in that, because we come back from the break in the second hour, we definitely going to jump, we going to dive deep up in that. I mean, we going to touch the bottom of that right there. Because a lot of people don't know how, what, when, where, and why that they should have masturbation with their, you know, masturbate with their partners. They don't understand the beauty of it. They don't understand why. They don't. So don't dive too deep in that. But I'm glad that you did say that, because when we come back in the second hour, we definitely going to dive all the way. We going to touch all the way into that, because, and give y'all the do's and don'ts and why you should. Because you need to know that, okay? But I agree with you. Continue. My bad.
Hey, let's dive in. That shit is beautiful when you can sit back and just watch that shit go hand to hand. Hell yeah. Father God, I have sinned, but it's good.
Yes. Look, I almost want to do a praise dance right now. It's so good, y'all.
And the beauty about masturbation is that it's different forms. It's not, you know, well, with men it's different, but with females, it's different forms. Like, you know, you can use your fingers, you can use a vibrator, you can use this, you can use that bullet. It's just so many different things you can use to self-tongue. You know, and then especially, you know, there's some people I might be, you know, going in somebody's bedroom right now, but it might be someone that's not getting pleased by their mate. And when you can self-pleasure yourself, for instance, if you with a female and you with this guy and he's not blessed, let's just use that as an example. That's why things was made to help enhance that. Because if they don't know how to use what they have, we have vibrators, we have straps, we have so many different things. Especially there's different vibrators, especially if you're home alone, and they got the vibrator, the strap name that suctions to the wall or suctions to the bed, and you can ride it, you can do all types of stuff. I mean, you can have a whole party by yourself.
They got the finger vibrators that you can put in your purse. So if you out and about and you just feeling that tingle, you go in the bathroom, baby, you be good.
Right. For those of y'all who don't know, some of them look like a little lipstick. Yes, I don't need all of them.
All you need your little purse vibrator and some panty liners, and you be good.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, people don't understand how good masturbation can be, because I'm saying, you know, those that's, you know, not in relationships and they feel, oh, I'm single, oh, I'm lonely. You don't have to be lonely. Go to the sex store, order it online, however way, you know. I think it's better going into the sex store because you get to look and you get to examine everything that you want. You can see it face-to-face, more like looking on a computer and just seeing it. But it's more exciting when you actually go to the sex store.
But you know what?
Because a lot of people
that work
in those stores, very educational on their products. They are very informative on their products. So if you have a question about the product, they don't mind answering it, baby. Honey, some people will take you into a whole lesson, okay, and tell you some stuff that you didn't even know, that you didn't even think you would know. Baby, they better than Google. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to say that you're lonely. You know what I'm saying? No need to say that you're lonely, because you can be one with yourself and be like, that. Ooh, girl, you good. I know I'm good. Man. Don't ever think that you're too lonely and be depressed and be miserable. Why? You don't need no man or you don't need no woman to validate you. Take care of yourself. Be one with yourself. Get to know you. Because once you get to know you, when that sexy person come around, then, you know, they will get to know you as well. But you have to know you first in order for another person to know you the right way.
Uh-huh.
Now, on the topic of toys to enhance your bedroom scene, if you and your partner wanted, you know, if your partner wanted to join some toys in while the masturbation is going, the best thing is for both of you to go to the toy store together. You know, that's only if you're in a relationship.
Uh-huh. See, I agree with you. In fact, I believe this is my belief, and this is like what I do personally as well. I believe that every couple should have a toy box. Every couple should have their own personal toy box. Now, let me tell you, some of y'all go out and buy some of this stuff, and then y'all want to keep these toy boxes and use them for the next person and the next. Don't do that, because the toy box should be special between you and your mate, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's just like a strap. You know, you got a lot of these studs that, you know, are aggressive. You know, every place call them different. A lot of AGs, they be with that woman. They buy a strap for that woman. They be with that woman with that strap. But when they break up, they using that strap on the next woman. Nah, you supposed to have something new. I don't want something that you put up in somebody else's vagina to put up in me.
Right.
And when it comes to the strap thing, that's not... I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for me as a lesbian. That's not something that you want all the time. See, a lot of couples today, same-sex couples, female couples, they get so caught up in that strap game. If you want to be strapped down 24/7, then what's the point of being with a woman? You should be with a man. Because you take away the intimacy of being with that other woman's body. The outside appearance may be, you know, the thug look, you know, the sneakers, the Tims, the jeans, the sweats, the fitted, the white beater, all that. Yeah, but when all that come off and y'all in the bed, you have two women bodies. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be mentally ready, emotionally ready, physically ready. You got to enjoy each other's body, but you have too many people today that's stuck on just wearing that strap. Oh, I'm a dick my chick down today. You know what I mean? This shorty don't want to fuck with me. I'm going to just fuck this over shorty. My nigga, are you serious, son? You still got a vagina, nigga.
Right. Right. Like, I respect that. People, And that's, for me, I believe that is part of knowing your body. You know what I'm saying? Because, as like you said, as a lesbian woman, see, you can say, hey, I don't want that all the time. Like, don't do me like that. That ain't mm-hmm. that ain't what it is. And that's about knowing your body. A lot of people don't know that. So they feel like, oh, and you're right. If you don't get strapped up all the time, she might as well be able to do. Like, what's your purpose? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no purpose to do any of that. But, you know, and, you know, for me, I like both worlds. So I'm cool with that because I don't want to date you. I'll play with you, but I don't want to date you at all. Like, I don't like you like that. Right? Because we'll fight, and I don't want that. So, you know what I'm saying? But I'll play with you with my man. You know what I'm saying? That is what I will do. I will play with you with my man because it don't bother me. And I'd rather, for me, that's a sign of trust and understanding. I would rather play with you and do what we do instead of you feeling like you need to be out there cheating. That's my thing. Like,
that's another,
we,
that's
just
another show. The cheating is another show.
Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. is. But, you know, mm-hmm. we just,
not
you know.
A lot of conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's what the good thing about this particular show is. We're going to touch on certain things, but then there's going to be shows that it's going to be like, okay, that's what your topic is going to be. And we're going to dig deep into it. And that's what we love about this show because, whoo, it's uncut. Because we in the dungeon and sometimes, you know, we like to be uncut. So, hey, but anyway, so I just feel like you have to know what you like, how you like it, what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You have to be ready. And like you said, mentally ready. Because a lot
yeah.
of people, y'all not mentally ready. And with masturbation, you definitely have to be mentally ready for that because sometimes you can get certain things or do certain things or touch yourself certain ways that almost blow your head off. And if you ain't mentally ready for that, you don't know what happened. You don't know why. You don't know what's going on, nothing.
Sometimes
you know?
Can touch, you know, you could be in that place where you just exploring yourself. You're in your feelings. You're in your emotionally there and all that. And you can just take yourself to a whole nother level and don't even understand it. Where you come so motherfucking hard, you want to roll over and call your mom and be like, bitch, why you kind of just For real, let's be real. Because my thing is this, if you can't experience that with yourself, mentally, emotionally, and physically, if you can't experience that with yourself, when you get with someone, man or woman, whoever you choose, how are you going to expect them to explore your body if you never explored it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You have some people today that say, oh, I don't masturbate. That's that bullshit. That's that bullshit. Well, honey, your shit going to be stale then.
Right.
Word.
You know, I feel like sometimes I feel like people be lying too. Because I feel like some of them people that be like, oh, I don't masturbate, I don't do this and I don't do that, I feel like y'all be secretly in the closet doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you don't want people to know because you feel like it's nasty. Because this is what I was talking to somebody the other day about the generations. How the generation, and I ain't going to go farther beyond us, but the generation before us was a little more conservative. You know what I'm saying? Where the generation before them were real conservative. And then our generation, we started to open up a lot, and our generation is 10 times different than this generation here. You see what I'm saying? This generation,
this
generation is let it all hang out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They just put everything on the app. They put everything on the social media. But our generation, I understand you on that. Our generation, you know what I'm saying, we was just open, coming out of the closet, you know, like, okay, we can breathe a little. We can breathe a little. We can do a little bit more. Our mother's generation, you know, they were sneaky, but they had to keep it on the hush-hush. You know what I'm saying? Because there'd be sometimes when you be in that masturbation moment where that shit be feeling so good and you just like, because you don't want to be so loud to wake up the next person. You like, So could you imagine our parents' generation when they was going through it and they in the house with, what, 9 to 14 daggone kids in there?
Right.
So it's not like, you know, every generation, you know, tells you not to do this, especially in the Christian world. They say, we too perfect. There's no perfect. There's nobody perfect on this earth but Jesus.
At all.
And that's the only person that's perfect. But the thing is, some people feel that because they go to church every Sunday, they pay their tithes, they shout, they glorify, they marry to the pastor, or they doing something in church, they too holy and vow. That's your problem. Don't you think the disciples touch themselves?
Right.
We human.
All right, then. Come on, listen. If they want to go there and call it a sin, don't you think them 12 disciples touched themselves when they was in the wilderness?
Come on now.
They hi, Peter. Let me see Tom. And Tom, let me see Joe. Come on now. So don't act like you're so holy and thou. Everybody touched themselves today at a young age. We all got to a point where we was exploring. When we young girls were like, "Oh, why nipples get hard like this?" You start wondering. Then you see you feeling in below, and you're like, "Okay, why is this clit growing?"
Right.
Then you're like, "Okay, why am I getting wet and stuff?" You start exploring, just like young boys. They be like, "Okay, I'm touching it, but it's growing. The more I touch it, the more it's growing." Because when they start hitting that peak age between 12 and 13, they start pre-ejaculating.
Right.
So people can't say it's a sin. My thing is, don't you call others a sin, but I bet you in your bedroom you're touching yourself right now.
Right.
And you're probably touching yourself one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost.
It's crazy now. Because I'm sorry to say, but it's true. When you touch yourself, I'm sorry, your first orgasm should have came from yourself, because you wouldn't even know the feeling of an orgasm if you never gave yourself one.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, my leg is still shaking.
Okay.
Man, you could be getting it on with yourself, and then you be, neighbors be like, "Oh, wow, what's going on in there?" It just be you.
Let me tell you, you be feeling yourself so damn good, you learn how to put your own arch in your back.
Man, you better say that. Well,
you
look, one of the
tell
first.
Your own souls.
Man, okay. Whew. Look, I'm just, I gotta just thinking about the first time, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that y'all talked about that, because that was the first question that just came in actually about 5 minutes, 10 minutes ago. I don't know, shit. Anyway, somebody just asked, when was the first time that you masturbated, and when was the first time that you realized that you really loved it?
Oh, they want us to answer that?
Yeah, that's the question.
Well, the first time I masturbated, I was 8 years old. I didn't know. I mean, I wasn't really educated on it. I just was touching myself. And I didn't know. I thought something was wrong with me, because it's like I had to do it before I go to – that's the only way I was able to go to sleep. Because after I would do it and get aroused and bust that nut, I'd go to sleep like a baby.
I was actually the same way, the same age and everything. That's when, I mean, I felt like I needed it. Like, it was a daily thing for me for a long time. And, man, and it was great. And I was okay with exploring me and learning me. And, you know, yeah. So the first time I got rubbed on, I was like, "Oh, yes, come on." You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Infinity.
Well, shit. I came out masturbating because when I came out, my hands was already between my legs. So, hey.
Well, there you have it. Oh, my gosh, hey. Y'all, look. Yeah. It's getting deep up in the playhouse. It's about to get real deep up in the playhouse. It is. It is. Because when we come back, we're going to turn up the notch. We're going to turn up the notch. Make sure y'all get that liquid marijuana. I don't know. I'm like on my third one. This is so damn good. I can't stop drinking them. Like, I don't know, second one, third one, fourth one. I don't know. Shit, hell. Anyway, you know, hell. I kind of want to go play with myself now. So, on this liquid marijuana. I'm just saying. Ooh, oh my. So anyway, hey y'all, look here. We in the dungeon, man, and we getting it in. It's just a little bit of sex talk after dark, man. Look at here. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. We want y'all to come in and enjoy the show. We want y'all to come in and rock out with us. That's what we want y'all to do, okay? That's what we want y'all to do. So come on in the playhouse. Get in on this good conversation. When we come back, we about to turn up the heat. Tell the bartender, yep, they got the wings over there going, smelling all good. I'm about to go get me some of them because I'm on this liquid marijuana. So if I don't eat, I'm going to be doing something else. So I got to figure out which one is the main thing. So, hey, I'm going to figure this out during this break. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in, stay locked and loaded. Bartender, another round of them liquid marijuanas. Y'all call on in. 563-999-3443. Again, 563-999-3443. It's Dungeon Fantasies. We talking about masturbation. Ooh. I don't know. You want to come play with us or you want to play with yourself? It's up to you. But whatever you do, don't turn that down. 563-999-3443.
Hey.
Oh, my. sports car.
Uh-huh.
Shanta got big lips and handlebar.
Uh-huh.
Put it on Tim like a porno star.
Uh-huh.
Run back the tape in the VCR.
I'm coming, baby, like the big black kahuna. I wish you would have hunt me just a little sooner. Now rich, like silver spooner.
Longo, make all the Luciano and girls with condo, Chanel with Gasano. Girl, my persona, I share like Sonny Bono. Black and white keys, lay girls on my piano. Me, Missy, and Timbo, rap at any tempo. Huckleberry, Sam, Magoo, the South Tempo. Caught up in my lingo, B9, girl, I'm bingo. Help, I see a Beetle, cool out, that's only Ringo. Missy sang a Django as I commence the tango. Genuine riding on a pony, put pony in the middle. Check the riddle, got your girl pants hot a little. Thinking that she dying when you only just a nickel, take a pickle, cause your man pickle green and ridicule. Maggie 2-0 from down south and Hickle. Black house shoes, my cane go to match. Pimp crap game, take all your scratch. Girl, I'm the P, see me on TV. BB, hook me up with your girl CC. Female, looking here, I'm Chip, you dare. Let me get one kiss, just don't go tell. You so absurd, I thought you heard. If you don't know, the bird is the word. If the bird, 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 the bird is the word. The bird, 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 the bird is the word.
Don't stop like this, sick. Stop pages hot miss when you need a fix. Big girls don't cry, we take all of it. Doggy style like George in the parliament. Feel me now, see my loving got you bed struckin'. Head is stuckin', the pillowcase suckin'. Shanta still handcuffin'. Just me and you, cause I'ma rock it all night. You can go fast or slow, but I'ma tell you when you get it right.
Look at you, girl, talking trash. Now I come around and swing that ass. Think you been over? Backwards. Call me Matt.
Personal,
I gotta get the cash. Now you got to go.
Love to love to love ya, love ya, love ya.
Love to love to love ya, love ya, love ya. Love to love to love ya, love ya, love ya. Now
bird, 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 word.
Man, welcome to Dungeon Fantasies, man. It's going down right here in the Playhouse, man. Oh, my gosh. I don't know about you, but I was loving the love on me. Oh, I said that out loud, didn't I? Oh, well. Hey, welcome to Dungeon Fantasies. We in the dungeon, baby. Doing a little bit of sex talk, getting a little freaky, a little kinky, all that good stuff, but enjoying ourselves on this beautiful Friday night, and we hope that you guys are also enjoying yourselves. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the show for all those who have just tuned in. I know some people say, wait a minute, Lady B, I didn't know. Yes, baby, we was having technical difficulty, but we glad that you in, so we apologize, but hey, welcome, 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 welcome to the show. Man, tonight we are talking about masturbation, and we about to turn up the heat. If you missed the first hour, all we can say is go listen to the replay, okay? That's what we all need you to do. Go listen to the replay, because we have to keep this show going, and we sorry, we ain't going backwards. We going forward, inward, outward, and upward. So, hey, yeah, it's about to get real juicy up in the Playhouse. So, man, we hope that y'all are ready for this next hour. We about to get it in. So, come on in the Playhouse and get in on this conversation if you want to join. If not, you know, if you at work, you know, please shoot your questions and stuff and your comments to us. You know, I see a couple people, you know. Hold on, hold on. I see a few of y'all done made some comments. Wait a minute. See, y'all know I'll be multitasking and all kinds of foolery and all kinds of things, so I missed a few things. So y'all please forgive me. I just something I was telling y'all and something said, well, you might want to check the comments that y'all already got. And I said, I said, oh, I done messed up the church's money. There they are sitting right there, baby. Yes. That's why we love y'all. That's why we love y'all. That's why we love y'all. So, hey, if y'all want to get in on the conversation, make sure y'all do that. You can reach us right here at 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. And then for those who are at work or busy or you know, scared to call in and voice or whatever your situation may be, you know, I see y'all. Y'all can inbox us right here, right now on Facebook or Instagram on Fast Life on the Move. Please don't put it on our page because we ain't going to see it, okay, till after the show. Because, yep, that's what that is. It's too much work. Don't make it hard for yourself. But before we jump into this next topic, can I tell y'all some of the comments that came through during the break?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got Esty of the Gram. Oh, my hands is itching. Yes, Lord. All right. So we have Insta of the Gram. And someone said, no, I don't believe that masturbation is a sin. And who it had to be one of them so-called Christian folks. It's funny because they put so-called in parentheses. So-called Christian folks. Mm. And you right. And then somebody said, oh, loving the topic tonight. Can't wait to see what y'all bringing in the next hour.
And this one, you know what, I can't. Look here. Just because we talking about sex, don't mean they done sent us, come out, if you want to purchase some products, here go my link, please. Y'all, I'm not supposed to play with you, but I ain't talking about working with later on. But I get off the air, okay, don't even worry.
It's COVID time. They trying to make their paper.
Man, I'm trying to take. I'm trying to tell you, but don't worry. I'm going to go check it out later. I'm going to go check it out later. But don't be trying to get no free advertisement on me. Don't be trying to do that.
Yeah.
But y'all know I support. I'm a supporter. I am a supporter. That's what we do because support goes a long way. So, hey, anyway, those were the comments that came through. Y'all keep bringing them in. We love y'all, too. So thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. And for everybody else, get called in, 563-999-3443, and we, you know, for everybody sitting in the studio, we love y'all, baby, y'all doing it. Thank y'all for y'all support and rocking out with us. If y'all want to, please press 1. That way you can get in on the conversation as well, if you like. You know, if not, keep enjoying the show. Hey, we don't hang up on nobody. So, hey, we love that y'all rocking with us tonight on this good. You know, sex talk.
Man, I want to hear a guy's perspective. You know, we always hear in the female perspective. So, guys, call in. We want to hear your perspective on this.
Mm-hmm. For real, because see, I think men feel like some men feel like, well, shoot, y'all know how we are. We gonna masturbate. That's what we gonna do. So, what's there to talk about? You know, because some men do feel like that, and you know, so they more curious for females because sometimes, see, there it goes. You said guy just sent in and said, why would I want to know how another man masturbates when it's... Wait. Why would I want to know how another man masturbates when it's sexier to hear about women masturbating?
Okay, it's not even about you hearing another man masturbate. I'm trying to hear what they take on it. How do they feel when watching their woman masturbate and things like that? Since you want to be smart. I'm not talking about listening to a person masturbate. I want to know what's your perspective on watching a woman masturbate.
Yeah.
The
difference. Well, hey. And it is. Y'all get called in.
I don't want to hear about how y'all masturbate. I don't like men. So, yeah, what pleasure would I get about hearing y'all masturbate? I want to hear y'all perspective. I'm a female, but I speak on a man's perspective, but it's nothing like hearing a man's perspective.
Right.
First of all, in all honesty, it would be good to hear a man come in because you have a lot of straight women that are listening to the show, and they would love to hear what a guy feels, think when it comes to a woman's body while she's masturbating, or when it comes to what goes through your head when you see your woman masturbating, or what do it come through your head if you see your chicken head masturbating? It's always a good thing. I mean, ladies, we always have lots to say, but sometimes we want to hear the men's side. What do a man feel? Where do a man stand in this era when it comes to the conversation of masturbation?
Right. That part.
Alrighty. Y'all fellas, get in on the conversation. Get in on this conversation. That's what we're going to try to do. Don't be scared. Because, man, y'all turned out on the last conversation. We was like, whoa, wait, hold on. But we loved it. Hold on, y'all. people everywhere. So, yeah, we're going to get in on this next topic. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. So, hey, call in. 563-999-3443. And get in where you fit in. So, hey, what's our next conversation? What is our next conversation?
Okay, the next conversation, phone sex.
There you go.
How do you feel when your mate, you at work, you at the gym, you out chilling, and your boo call you, and you be like, "Yo, mom, what you doing?" She be like, "I'm just sitting here playing with myself, thinking about you." And then she start masturbating while you on the phone. Where do that take you? Where do it take your mind? What are you feeling at that time? And do you enjoy phone sex?
Well, man, look, I'm thinking, see, y'all, when I get excited, some things I'll be, ooh, y'all got me rocking right now, Jesus. Hold on, just thinking. So, look, for me, I do love phone sex. Like, I think, because it's a mental thing. It is a mental thing. Like, there is nothing sexier than a man being able to take my mind to a place mentally, right? Because if you can take me mentally, I can start to feel your body and your soul intertwine with mine. And once it starts to do that, then it's going down after that. So, you know what I'm saying? So you have to be special to be able to do that, because it's not – everybody just can't do that. We ain't just on the phone just, yeah, okay, just no. But if me and my mate and we're able to do that, like, yeah, that shit is sexy as hell to me. I love me some good phone sex. Sure do. Like, it ain't nothing, man, because I know how to please me. And when you can please me mentally – then I'm down with the get down.
So let's see what the callers have to say.
They scared.
Right. They is. Press one, y'all. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Press one to get in where you fit in. For those who, because we see y'all in the studio. And we glad that y'all in. We glad that y'all here. Don't be scared. So, yeah, just press one.
Yeah, I want to know.
So, yeah, that is the topic. That is the topic, you know.
To me, phone sex, it takes your relationship to another level sexually.
Mm-hmm.
See, especially, for instance, a lot of times, especially if you like in a long-distance relationship, so, you know, phone sex plays a big part in that. That's your intimacy. But when you actually with a person and you with them all the time, and like Infinity said, they call you, you just coming out of, you know, you about to leave work or about to leave the gym or wherever you at, and they talking all that goodness, man, that's going to make you want to drop whatever you're doing at that moment and get home, because you, man, that's just the start of a foreplay, like, out of this world. Because, you know, the thing is, a lot of people don't know how to talk. Like me, I was never a talker. I was more of an action person. But being with my wife, mm-hmm. I've learned to talk more, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, mental stimulation, I'm telling you, it takes you to a whole nother level on some real. If you get some good mental stimulation, I tell you, you give your woman some good mental stimulation and she masturbating, And then you go in for the kill, man, that's going to be the best nut both of y'all ever had. Tell you.
Well, all right then. Well, all right.
Like,
I feel.
I could definitely agree to that. Oh. Yeah, we got that kind of stuff going on. Anyway, so, yeah, like, I could definitely agree with all of that, you know. I believe that pleasing yourself and being able to hear your mate's voice, being able to feel them, being able to just be like, yes, you know, phone sex is like, I believe that you and your mate should have phone sex. I believe that that's stepping out the box.
You know, what's attractive is when you can be there and say you call a phone and they don't answer and you get that voice message and you masturbate in. And you just leaving your sound and everything on that voice message. And then when they answer that shit should blow their mind.
Right.
People can't be scared to try a new thing. If you stay with the same common thing, your sexual relationship don't go no further. You have to try new things. You have to try things out of the box that you're so used to and comfortable with. Try different things. Try to explore each other differently. And it will stimulate yourselves and it will take your sex relationship to another level.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Because so many people get so caught up in the mechanical, the usual. And after a while, that gets boring. And sometimes, you know, you have people that's insecure. There's this little thing if you want to try something different that you out doing something you ain't supposed to do. But sometimes it's not even that. If you have that right person that can bring something out of you that you already had inside of you, it takes it to a whole nother level. Because once you start doing the same thing over and over again, it gets boring. And when it gets boring, things happen. They're going to be looking for it somewhere else. So you don't want that to happen. You want to always try something different, try something new, keep the spice going on, because if not, it's going to be the same thing over and over again. Don't be afraid to masturbate in front of your mate. You'd be surprised. They might like it.
Right. Oh.
You won't know unless you do it. Closed mouths don't get fed.
Closed legs don't get laid.
No, that they don't. Last time I checked, they didn't. They sure didn't. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm not going to pronounce the name, but anyway, a fella on Instagram. Hey, y'all, thank y'all for, you know, rocking out with us, you know, to all the Instagrammers out here that's on Instagram, you know, rocking out with us, tuned in to the show. We greatly appreciate y'all, you know. All right. So one of the fellas said, there's nothing like, thank you. He said, in fact, thank you for telling me that. Okay. So we gonna call him Mr. Louisiana. So thank you, okay. Mr. Louisiana. Mr. Louisiana said, there is nothing like being able to please my woman while I'm at work. I would rather call her and know that she's masturbating thinking about me than fucking somebody else and I'm at work making money trying to make a life for us. So I would rather be to stimulate her mind and allow her to stimulate mine. So when I get home in the morning, all I have to do is put it down and give her exactly what she asked me for the night before.
I know that's right. You got to give him applause for that one.
Yes. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. See, y'all got me. Wait, hold on. See, y'all got me all over. I was like, whoa. Like, whoa. Whoa, sir. Like, but yeah, I like, oh, see, he got me stuttering and stuff. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can agree with that. She got me doing some stuff, some extra stuff, y'all. Anyway, so yes, we definitely want to, you know, give you applause and all that good stuff for, you know, all that good stuff. Yeah. But, ow. Got him. Got the coach. You feel that? So, yeah, we love that shit right there. So thank you very much. Thank you for being the fella to get in and let us know how you feel about your mate and about masturbating and, you know, pleasing your mate like that. Because, shit, let me tell you something. If my mate felt like that right there and then came home, he pleased me sexually. Right, baby. That's all. That is all I can say for real. Is man, let me tell you something.
But you know,
especially yeah. In the morning, I feel like mm-hmm. It's nothing like that good morning nut. That mm-hmm. Hello world. Give me that good nut. Send me on about my way throughout the day. Let me think about that all day long. Like, I believe that everybody should wake up every day, and that's what they do. That's the first thing on the list is you should get you some. I think we should put that into law, whether you pleasing yourself or you getting some. Every morning, people should do that because I believe that sex is an attitude adjuster.
Yes, it is.
For real,
yes,
sex will change your attitude. Sometimes for the good or the bad, because in reality, some of y'all can have some bad sex and make y'all whole day that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we all want y'all to do that. We want y'all to have that good sex. You know what I'm saying? Even if that's, you know, on the regular app. You know what I'm saying? If you got that regular sex, you on the regular app. Because you know, if you get that good sex because you on the top shelf app, oh, Lord, that might blow your mind, might poof. Pop go to Weezy. We don't know. We don't want you, you know what I'm saying, giving up your car keys, your house keys, your credit, all that. All that, because some of y'all can't handle that top shelf. Some of y'all need to be on that regular shelf.
You stupid. Well, you know. You can't lie on your sex either. You have, you know, people to be like, oh, I'm the bomb diggity. I'll do this and that, and I'll turn you out, this and this. And then when you get with them, you like, for real? We can have this on the phone. Yeah, this on the phone. Man.
Man. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Somebody.
Yeah, you gotta let's be real. Because my thing is this, people don't understand is that sex is more than you laying back, someone just getting on top, pounding it over, flip you over, pounding it from the back, and then you nut, they nut, and it's over. It's more to that. It goes more deep within the soul. It goes with the mind. It goes with the emotions. Because every time you are intimate with your mate or whoever you are intimate with, if you are with them over and over, the sexual level goes to different levels in your life. It goes to different areas. There's some days in the house you could be like, yo, mom. You know what I'm saying? Just bend me over, slap me on my ass, and call me a bitch. Then you have some days, yo, Poppy, I just want you just to hold me. I just want you to make love to me, yo. And then you got some days like, come on, let's get a quickie in before we leave for work. Then you got some days you be like, yo, daddy, you know, just do me in. And then there's some days is, don't touch me. Go in the other room. Go in the other room. But while you're in the other room, I'm going to text you and I'm going to call you. You know what I'm saying? It's so many different levels you can go, but you got to be with that right person because your body, you can't just give to anybody. Because if you don't have respect for your body, if you just out there giving your body to anybody, then they won't have respect for your body. You got it. It goes to different levels. You can't give your vagina to anybody. Just like the guys, y'all can't give your dick to anybody because some of y'all guys be so damn good in the bed. Y'all be dickmatizing some of these women. They get stupid. You can't give to them all at once. You gotta ease them into that shit. You know what I mean? You can't just be in there smashing it and make them fall in love right then and there.
Right. You need to just put the head in on the first time. And then the second time, you know, put a little bit on it. But you don't give it out to them. For real. You can't give them out. You can't lick it.
Some of them get stupid. Some of them get dignitized. They get retarded.
For real. They really do. Do. Giving up their keys to everything. Giving up all their credit.
Now you just got to... I mean, if you of age, because everybody that say they grown ain't grown, so that's what I'm saying. If you of age, mentally of age, and you have that woman or you have that man, there's nothing wrong with y'all females doing something for that man. There's nothing wrong with when that man get out the shower, you dry him off, you get some of that shea butter, and you just rub down his body, you know what I'm saying? You touch his biceps and all whole nine. Kiss him softly from his neck all the way down his back, you know what I'm saying? Just rub him. Then lay him back. Kiss him all on his chest. Take your tongue, run around the nipples, come through his biceps, that 4-pack, 6-pack, 8-pack. And maybe if he don't have that and he just got a big round belly, then kiss all that too. You know what I'm saying? But then when you get to the penis, stop just... No. Make love to that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You're riding this shit. It's going in your vagina. It's going in your ass, whatever. But... make love to the dick. A man want to be felt. They human beings too. Everybody always got this concept of I'm not going to say everybody, but people today got this concept, a man supposed to just bang, bang, bang. But a man has feelings too. He have emotions. Women, if y'all want these men to open up to y'all, then treat them like a king that they are.
Come on now.
You feel what I'm saying? Stop closing the door on these men. You know what I'm saying? These men got feelings. They cry just like us. They have emotions just like us. They get frustrated like us. They not always want to serve all the time. Sometimes they want to be pleased too. Ain't nothing wrong. Make love to that dick. Suck on that motherfucker like it's a Jolly Pop. You know what I'm saying? Let it be any flavor you want. And while you sucking on the shit, you better teabag them nuts too. Don't forget the balls because the balls goes with it too. You know what I mean? Make love to that man too. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, you got to be of age mentally and stuff like that. That's all I'm saying.
And just advice, when you say please your man, I'm going to be honest with you ladies. when you pleasing your man and you give him that good head, try some fruit roll up. I'm telling you, they're going to go crazy.
But I'm just speaking in general. A lot of these women be feeling like, oh, this nigga ain't this nigga ain't that. Stop trashing these dudes. You feel what I'm saying? If you feel that this man was everything that you wanted and the whole nine, okay, good. Y'all go through your ups, you go through your downs, but stop trashing the man. Make love to the man like you want the man to make love to you. You feel what I'm saying? Do stuff for the man like you want the man to do for you. Ladies, stop always thinking that the guy don't have no feelings, and then when y'all treat him like shit, you get mad when they go fuck your best friend. If you ain't gonna take care of them at home, they a dude. They're gonna go where it's gonna be given.
Yeah.
So if you don't want your king to leave and be slaying the neighborhood, then you make sure you become his hoe, his bitch,
right,
his slut, his queen, his boo, whatever he needs you to be, you make sure you do that, because I bet you when they're vice versa, he's doing it for you.
Okay.
All right.
Man, okay. Oh, my gosh. So, Mr. Tulsa, y'all got the men, they typing in now, see, y'all don't. So he said, I had to come to the bathroom just to get in on the conversation because I'm at work making that bread. Y'all are preaching and talking about some real stuff that a lot of people really need to know about. Y'all are cracking me up. The lady on there now is really giving us a whole lesson, and she's right. Men, we do have emotions just like women. However, ladies, we have to understand that we give it all to you not to make you retarded, but to show you that, hey, it's good enough for you to be with just us. That's that don't cheat, I got you, dick.
I feel you on that, but then you got some women that they just...
I like that. That's that. Don't cheat, I got you, dick. I'm okay. You know what? Hey, Mr. Toast, I ain't never heard it like that, but I like it. I wonder how many people really feel like that. But with that all being said, I do want to say this. It's okay to be able to please your mate sexually, mentally, emotionally, as long as you're going to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. It's other people, so I be getting knocked out, so I apologize. Hold on. Okay. I don't believe that women should be afraid to find out who they are and explore their bodies. I just don't want to see my woman putting it all over the internet when she do it.
I feel you.
Other than
that
shit, as long as it's for me and me only, I'm down with that. I'd rather send it to me, let me hear it, but take my mind to a place so I want to come give you that daddy dick. Okay.
Well, all right now.
Let me tell you something. It ain't nothing like when your boo is so motherfucking good and you be like, I ain't daddy gone, yo.
Man, that's all I can say right now. Man, you were so right about that. Like, it really, it should be like that. It needs to be like that. It ain't nothing better when you can speak in different languages and different tongues and all kind of stuff. Like, that's when you know you putting it in. And, you know, I like that, the fact, you know, you like, yeah, don't cheat. Don't do that. I got you. So, cool beans. I like that. I like that you said that shit was some real shit.
That's true. The next
language. Man, Like, that was good. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I got a thousand things. Y'all coming in fast. Y'all coming in hot, quick, and fast. So my bag. All right. So his name is King.
King Kong.
Yeah. Hey. He says, you got to put it down on these females these days because some females think you plan when you don't. And when you got good dick, sometimes you just got to let them know you got good dick. Well, all right. You know what? I can't. All right. So Susanna, I think that's how you, Susanna says, I love pleasing me. I'd rather please me than to let anybody please me. But the question is for the people on the panel is, See, y'all coming in hot on me. Can y'all stop? Wait just a second. Y'all coming too fast for me. Let me go back. Because I was mixing somebody else's up with this one. All right. My bad. The question to the panel is, when you masturbate, what is your favorite position for you and your mate? Well,
all positions is our favorite.
What she said, she speaks for the both of us.
What?
Right. I feel like this. I don't know if it really should even be a position. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you should be able to do it in any position. You should be able to feel comfortable however it is, wherever it is, whenever it is. Like, I don't
feel like it should be a position.
None of that. Like, uh-uh. Like, no. All right, somebody
just said so.
Huh?
I just answered the young lady's question.
Yeah. I don't feel like that. So all right. So this one just came in. Dang it. Sorry, this one came in on the face in the book. All right. I have to make sure that that's what they're talking about because I just see stuff popping up. So, all right. So this one says, and yes, this is on the book. See, told you, y'all coming in quick for me. All right. So this one says, masturbation. What a good topic. Why do people feel like masturbation is crazy? I'll tell you why. Because they're crazy. They have believed for so long that touching themselves is the wrong thing to do. And that's why they are murderers. Wait, this fool said they are murderers, killers. They are, that's the same thing. I guess killers and murders ain't the same thing. I don't know. Anyway, and have really bad attitudes. I believe if people would masturbate more, the crime would go down. Okay. Right on. Y'all want to comment on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. I let me say it is definitely an attitude adjuster.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an attitude adjuster. If you can be able to get it and feel it and understand it and love it and take care of that and you bust that nut, you can, whew, because it adjusts my attitude. Because it's like this. I mean, for real, it adjusts my attitude. Because if I get that real good, either I'm going to go to sleep or if I'm going to smoke me one, and then I'm going straight to work, whether that's cleaning up, cooking, something. I'm going to do something, working on the business, something. It's got to be, you know, because sometimes, you know, I don't know for everybody. Sometimes I get some good, and I'm busy. I got stuff to do. Like, I jump up and be like, whoo, I'm ready. Like, I just got energetic, where it puts some people to sleep after that. Like, I'm almost ready to go do a marathon, you know, for real. But some people, it does make sleepy and lazy and tired, and all they want to do is just chill. And, you know, some people are just, you know, make energetic like my ass. So I do believe that, I believe sex period, whether you masturbating or whether you having sex period, is an attitude adjuster.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because that get right.
Man, ain't nothing like the get down, get right. You know what I'm saying? I like that. Man.
That's that Dr. Feelgood. Call Mary J. Palm, and she's right there for you.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. The fingers will do the dialing.
Hey, you better know it. So look here, y'all. We got 10 minutes before we go into overtime, okay? We got 10 minutes before we go into overtime. So look here, get in where you fit in, because, you know, we just can't just cut off the show like that. That would be rude. So get in where you fit in. We're going to go into overtime as we get ready to close out this show. But in order for you to do that, you got to get called in. So if you are on the other side and you are tuned in online like some of y'all are, please get called in. I know some of y'all are at work and getting that money. So, hey, we respect all of that. You know, if you can call in, please do. You can reach us right here at 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. Make sure y'all get in where you fit in and call on in. So, you know, to hear the remainder of the show and get in on this good conversation, and, you know, y'all can press 1 if you want to get in on a topic, or you can just continue to inbox us like y'all doing. We not complaining. But we do want to hear y'all's opinion, your voices. We want to hear it. We want to hear what you got to say. So, for everybody that has already inboxed us and stuff like that, we want to say thank y'all. We love y'all, man. We know y'all out there getting that bread. So keep getting that bread, man. Keep getting that bread. But before we go into overtime, we do want to let y'all know to call in tomorrow night, because it's going down tomorrow night. We were talking about an attitude adjuster. Well, tomorrow, guess what? We added a new addition to the Playhouse. We got the ring. The ring. That means we're going into the ring tomorrow. And this is why. Because we got so many things that we need to get off our damn chest. Because we got a lot of pressure built up. So we going into the ring. That's what we going to do. Tomorrow is no holds barred. Oh, yes. No holds barred. Let me talk about this. That means tomorrow night, all you got to do is step into the ring. You got 3 rounds. 3 good rounds. That's what we're doing. To get it off your damn chest. That means if you need to scream, shout, tell it what it is. I'll tell the people out about it. However, come start a conversation. But whatever you need to get off your chest, it's a no judgment zone. A no sugar coating zone. It's a say what the hell you want to say zone. That's what it is. So that means you need to scream and shout, cuss somebody out, whatever it is. Come do it on Fast Life on the Move tomorrow night. No holds barred. That's what we want y'all to do. Okay? Come get it off your chest and release it. See, that's what it is. People say, oh, Lady V, I don't know. Yes. Yes. We doing that. We doing that because releasing is good for the soul. And guess what? That's what we teaching you. We keeping you empowered, enriched, and encouraged to do greater things. So we want to teach you how to release. And the best way to release is say what the hell you got on your chest. Say what you want to say, not the stuff that you think people want to hear. But whatever it is you want to say, we want you to say it and get it off your chest. Whatever's been bothering you, we want you to get it off your chest. Start a conversation. It's going down. You got three good friends. It's going down tomorrow night. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that they can come say what they want, how they want, whenever they want tomorrow night. Fast Life on the Move in the ring tomorrow night. No holds barred. Yep. No holds barred. That's our debut show tomorrow night on Saturdays. It's going down. It's going down. And I am so excited. Look, y'all are already talking about it. I love y'all. That's why I love y'all. Yeah. Somebody just inboxed and said, oh, I'll be there.
Yes.
I love y'all. Yes. So that's what we're doing tomorrow night, okay? No holds barred. Come on in the playhouse. Step into the ring, you know. And do your thing. Start a conversation. Get it in. Let's get it in. Let's get it in. Let's get it in. And, of course, you know, Infinity and Taz, the baby, going to be joining me tomorrow night as well on the panel as judges, you know, the conversation judges, you know. The referees and stuff. That's what they're going to be, the referees, the commentators, you know. That's what they are, the commentators. Yeah, see, you know, there's so many positions in boxing. You just don't ever know. But, shit, they're going to be everything. That's what we're going to do tomorrow night, okay? Because we probably going to need them. We're going to need security. Because, man, a fight might break out. People get so mad when you say what you want to say, but they know the truth hurts. And sometimes that's all it is. Off the chest and get it over. So ain't no fighting in the playhouse, but we will have some security, okay, just in case. But hey, if you want to step into the ring and you feel like that's what you want to do and get froggy, please leap. That's what we want you to do tomorrow night, okay? No holds barred. We want you to come on in and leap into the ring. Ding, ding, ding. It's going down. So, hey, make sure y'all tune in for that. And then on Sunday, yes, the Queen, yes, that means that Lady V is going to give you your Sunday night after dark quiet storm. So come on and get cozy by the fireplace with me on Sunday night. Yep, Sunday night. That's what we're going to be doing, you know, getting in the lover's den. That's where I want to be. That's where I want y'all to be. Come be with me. So Sunday night, for your Sunday night quiet storm, okay? And then Monday, yes, we will have a show, but the rest of the week there might be some pop-up shows and there might not be. So, hey, just all you can do is stay tuned in, check your calendars, check the, you know, as long as you following us on social media, you will know when the show is, okay? And all y'all do is tune in. So that's what we want y'all to do. Just stay tuned in and keep telling your friends, okay? So let's get it in. Let's get it in. Let's get it in. So, again, y'all got 2 minutes to get called in if you want to hear the remainder of the show. I see y'all. I see y'all. I see y'all. Hey, then if you want to get in on a conversation, press 1. That's what we want you to do. Press 1. To get in on the conversation, or you can keep inboxing us. As long as you can hear us, you can inbox us your pieces, okay? Your thing, your
conversation pieces, your questions, whatever it is, just get in where you fit in. That's what we want you to do. So 563-999-3443. All right. Y'all ready to turn up the heat going into overtime with this last conversation?
All right. Let's do it.
All right, well, Tassie, baby, it's on you, baby. End us out.
Oh, wow. I wasn't even expecting that.
No. Okay. I don't know why, though. But you're right. But,
all right, here we go. So my thing is this. A lot of people be asking, well, why should I masturbate? Why should I do this? Why should I do that? My whole thing is this. If you can't touch yourself, taste yourself, and like it, what do you think that somebody else is going to do it? I'm just asking. I'll wait.
Well, shit, they ain't. Is that even possible?
Well, you know, people tend to think that they got the good, and they really don't be having the good. My thing is this, if you can't stand the smell and stuff of your own, what makes you think somebody else will?
Right. Right. See, I don't, it's like this. I love the smell of me. I love the taste of me. I love me. I love me some me. I ain't even mad with me, because I know this delicate flower, she top shelf, because I don't play no games, baby. I got to make sure she all right, inside, outside, around side, in the between. It's a lot of things that can go on in my life, but she ain't one of them. Careful. Properly trimmed and dyed and touched and laid to the side. She got to be properly touched. She got to be properly caressed. She got to be all these things. Because I can't give you something that I wouldn't want myself. Like, no. Like, that's nasty. Like, that's not even the business right there. Like, I want to... For me, I got to be able to know me. I want to know me. I want to know what makes me tick, what makes me click, what makes me feel a certain type of way. Because now when it happens in a different type of way, because when somebody else is stimulating you other than you stimulating yourself, when somebody, then you know, you be like, ooh, okay, I felt myself when I did that, and now him or her is doing it like this. Mm-hmm. And now you know the difference between if you really like that shit or you be like, motherfucker, I will slap taste out your mouth if you don't stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain things that you know when you know your body. And I feel like every person should know their body from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. And this is why, because there's certain things on your bodies, there's certain nerves and muscles and stuff like that and places on your body that can actually make you come, that can actually make you have an orgasm that you never even understood that you can have. Like, there's a position on the bottom of your feet that will make you motherfucking lose all your damn mind. And people think, oh, it's in the toes. So if I suck her toes or suck his toes, oh, that's going, no, that shit feel good, but it's not in the toes. But the only way that you would know these things is by knowing your body. You have to know your body. You know, there's a position in the calf that if you hit it just right, it can make you come. In your thighs,
the same way. Some people it's on the inner thigh. Some people it's on the outer thigh. Some people come, you can make a person come if you find the right position in their kneecap, in their knee.
Mm-hmm.
See, there are so many things that people don't even know because you have not explored your body. You have to know, you have to know your body inside and out. And for me, I love me some me. So, yes, this is the reason why I can tell you these things. See, I know me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet because I tried these things. Shit. Yes, hold on. Let me see. Okay, let me see. Let me rub it up and down. Oh, that's the position. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, I like that. Okay. So I know I need to do that again. Mm-hmm. All right. This position. Oh, let me see. Let me rub it across here. Let me see. Oh, there it is. Oh, yes. See, it's all about knowing you. You have to know your body. So that's my take on it.
Mm-hmm. Well. Point blank, stop being closed-minded. Explore new things. Be in 2021. You can't be like, oh, I'm so shy, I can't do this. Explore yourself. Get to know yourself. Start loving yourself. Start enjoying yourself. Because when it comes to the time when you're ready to give yourself to someone, then they can learn how to enjoy you even more. That's what I got to say. Oh, yeah. And make sure your shit is clean at all times.
Mm-hmm. Right. That part. Please do. All right.
Yeah. So.
Well, there it is. Make sure your shit is clean at all times. Already.
And ladies, so, I'm thinking that this is your best friend. And that's another
topic. Please. Yes,
this is your best friend. A dish is only supposed to... If you go to the G... Okay, let's put it out there. Ladies, just like gentlemen, go to the doctor. Go to the GYN. You have to. Men have to go to GYN too. If you're out there fucking and sucking, sleeping or whatever, you got to go get your shit checked up.
Yeah.
Lady, a douche is not used every time you're getting ready to go get laid. A douche is only supposed to be used for when you have your menstrual cycle. It is supposed to clean the excess blood that's around your vagina walls that need to be flushed out. If you keep using douches like they are damn like baby wipes, every time you're about to go get laid, your shit will dry up inside and you can cause many problems. So I don't know who put this myth out there that every time you're supposed to get with a dude, you get in the shower, you squash. That is not going to make your vagina hold tight. If it's loose, it's loose, goddammit. You got to do pussy exercise to tighten your muscles back up.
Get your kegels on.
Remember, our vagina is made to push out babies. So automatically we have the muscles to contract and to release to tighten our vagina hole back up. Well, our vagina hole would never be the same like we was when we was younger. So please understand that. And ladies, love yourself enough and stop allowing your vagina hole to be the Lincoln Tunnel where you allowing every guy to run up in that. You got to come to some place in your life where you got to start loving yourself. You don't need nobody to validate how beautiful you are. You got to feel that within yourself. I know there's a lot of women that have mama issues. There's a lot of women that have father issues. There's a lot of people that was raised in with their grandparents, their aunts, their uncles, in the foster system and the whole nine. Okay, everybody has a damn story. But the thing is, you have to start loving yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't ask somebody else to love you.
Because when you start loving yourself and starting to know who you are, you take proper care of yourself. So these ladies that have children, have young girls out here, start teaching these girls how to clean their vagina properly. Don't sit up there and say, oh, my daughter ain't out there doing that because if I catch her out, girl, let her go. We can't watch our kids 24/7 because we know when they start scratching, they start sniffing, they get around their friends, they're going to find a dude to slot up in that. If not a dude, they're going to find another female to slot up in that. So my thing is, start loving yourself. Start taking care of yourself because when you have young ladies you are raising, you would teach them how to start loving themselves and how to properly use their body. Your body.
Right.
That saying, oh, girl, use your body to make that money. All money ain't good money.
At all.
And when your stuff get tried, tied, beat up and all that, a man don't want a vagina, and the female, if you're a lesbian, the female don't want a vagina that look all beat up and smushed. If you take care of your shit, when you turn sideways, the bitch smile at you. You feel me? It smiles at you. So, ladies, start loving yourself. Start believing in yourself. Start taking better care of your body. Start taking better care of your hygiene. Stop using a douche like it's a wipe. Stop using wipes for every damn thing. That means get in the shower, wash that ass. Stop using them wipes like they are marvelous wipes and the smell won't stink. Every woman has a smell to their vagina. Why? Because a vagina naturally cleans its own body self out.
But it's a difference of a natural smell and a stink smell.
Yes.
Right.
Don't come when you can smell the fish before through your jeans, through your clothes, it's a problem. You need to go get checked out. Yeah. And fellas, yeah, I need to go to the doctor too. They need to put that stick in between your, you know, that hole in your penis. Yeah, y'all gotta get checked out too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of you guys don't know how to properly wipe your penis too. Y'all just shake and put it back in, and do y'all not know it holds an odor? Y'all have that pissy smell in your dicks. I'm sorry, but you do.
Real talk.
Well, that's how we're gonna end this. End the show. Just better hygiene, better love. Think hygiene.
Yeah.
No love.
No love.
Right. Y'all make sure that y'all keeping it clean, keeping it tight, okay? That's what keeping it right. That's what we want y'all to do. So, hey, look here. We love y'all, man. We just want to say thank y'all for rocking with us and coming in on this good sex talk after dark, you know, getting it in with us, man. Y'all doing y'all thing and all that stuff. In fact, y'all still inboxing. So, hey, I love y'all. We love y'all. That's what it is. That's what it is. So y'all getting in. So look here. Y'all make sure that y'all continue to, Anyway, make sure y'all continue to rock with us. Sorry, y'all. Y'all know I'll be getting distracted. Anyway, that's that multitasking again. So look, y'all make sure that y'all keep it right. Keep rocking with us. Keep hanging with us. Keep loving us because we loving y'all. Keep rocking and all that stuff. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. That's what we want y'all to do. Tune in tomorrow night. I cannot stress it enough for no holds barred. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. We want y'all to come on in, okay? Come on in the Playhouse for Oh, my gosh. I'm ready for this show. Oh, it's going to be a good one. It's going down. So, hey, we can't wait. We want to see y'all. We love to see y'all. So come on in. And, again, stay clean. Stay masked up.
Stay fresh.
On that too. Yes. Fresh is so clean. Okay. And, hey, we'll see y'all tomorrow night in the Playhouse. We're only the grown and the sexy play. So as always, stay what?
Empowered.
Enriched
and encouraged. to do great things.
Amen.
Stay fresh.
Hey, y'all, we love you. Stay fresh. Good night, love.
Good night.
Hey, baby. What you doing? Well, stay there. I got a surprise for you. I'm on my way over. Suddenly I feel like I want to break loose. Jump in my six and come and see you. Girl, I'm gonna do something that brand new.
My baby, and if you won't just leave the door unlocked.